This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another hour of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you this hour by our friends at Stem Cell Institute. Todd's going to tell us about them in just a moment here. We're going to talk with the CJ from DAC Diesel a little later on, one of our new sponsors here on What's on Your Mind, MBI Energy, PetroServe USA, and MyPillow. Proud sponsors of this hour of a Monday edition of What's on Your Mind. Gotta love it, ladies and gentlemen. Daryl Leese, North Dakota Farm Bureau President, will be here in a moment. Also, more from the 119th Annual North Dakota Implement Dealers Association. Talking ag today on What's on Your Mind. How about that? As we wait for the world to change, catch up with us and all that great common sense in the great state of North Dakota. And at least our neighbors, you know, on the eastern edge of Montana, they have it. South Dakota, pretty good. South Dakota, yep, pretty like-minded with all of us. Western Minnesota, yep, we'll take you too. And some of those good folks from Manitoba and Saskatchewan, at least southern Manitoba and Saskatchewan, yep, there you go. We're all in the family, and we appreciate you. You can call us 24-7 at 855-200-1776, toll-free telephone number, 855-200-1776. Leave us a message anytime, day or night. Whenever something pops in your mind, I want this talked about on What's on Your Mind, you call. Here's my opinion on what I just saw on the TV screen or read in the paper or whatever. You can call that number, then somebody will actually hear it. If you reply to the newspaper, you know, five people are going to read it. It's not worth the energy. Call the show. It'll be heard and you'll hear about it. Trust me on this one thing. And you can also text Todd or I at 367-2054 for my text, Todd at 226-8503. Tell me about the Stem Cell Institute, Todd, and then I'm going to chat with Daryl Leese from the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
They are coming to North Dakota. This is something you pretty much had to go out of the country to be able to get. Stem Cell Health Institute is putting on educational seminars about stem cell therapy. I will be doing this because knee pain. If you have osteoarthritis of the knee, that's the word of the day. Pain in your lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, or even suffer from joint pain, you must attend one of these stem cell therapy educational seminars. They're coming to Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson. We're just a few weeks away. Get registered at 1-888-973-1560, or you can go to stemcelltherapyforpain.com, 1-888-973-1560 to sign up, or stemcelltherapyforpain.com, and start living life once again.
All right, friends, let's chat about some more ag-related topics today. Our next guest is the president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, Daryl Leese, and they've got a busy time coming up as they are a few days away from their annual convention. Daryl, nice to have you back. How are you?
I am doing just fine, Scott. Glad to be on with you and your listeners today. But one thing before we talk about NDFB and its convention coming up, an annual meeting, you know, I've driving back from dropping off some slaughter animals over at Bowdoin over there, center of the state this morning, and was listening to your Veterans Day thing and how, you know, not enough citizens were showing up. And I didn't make it to a Veterans Day event, but there was, you know, on Saturday I was walking across the yard from one pen to another, and Lee Greenwood's, "I'm proud to be an, you know, American, you know, God bless the USA," them words came into my mind and just really hit home that, you know, we have to be willing to stand for what those guys fought for and gave to us. So I agree. I think more of us as citizens have to get out there.
Yeah, I tell you, that's a great song. Todd didn't waste any time getting that up. But love Lee Greenwood, love what he stands for, and love our veterans. And it really struck me just looking around the crowd saying, wait a minute, I didn't actually count, but I just did, you know, I did a look around several times intentionally, and I said, wait a minute, there's more vets here than there are those of us who didn't serve who are honoring them. That's just not right. We just need to do more to be purposeful about our our thank you for the vets. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
No, that's for sure. So, you know, it's all the veterans out there, and we got a lot of veterans that are farmers and ranchers and families that have had veterans in farming and ranching and suffered some of the ultimate sacrifices. Some lives were sacrificed in that protection of our freedom by many farm and ranch families. And so hats off to all those that are serving currently and have served and the families that have given the most out there.
We are at the 119th annual North Dakota Implement Dealers Association, and this coming weekend, the 75th annual North Dakota Farm Bureau annual meeting is happening. You talk about time-honored traditions. There's two of them right there. You're on this program frequently, Daryl. We've talked together about these issues for a long time. You're a great voice for agriculture, but not often do we get a chance to just step back a moment and say, hey, what's the Farm Bureau all about? What's it there for? What do you do? So let's just kind of go back to the basics here a little bit and talk about just exactly who the North Dakota Farm Bureau is.
Well, Scott, NDFB is an organization. We're approaching our 75th annual meeting, which is a great milestone, and when any organization or business or entity enters into that type of event, and NDFB is we don't sell a widget, we don't sell a better mousetrap, we don't sell tractors, we don't sell automobiles or anything like that. We provide a message. Our sales pitch is our message based on our philosophical beliefs and the policy that our members put forth, and we sell that message and advocate for agriculture every day. And that messaging has become more and more important every year because we're under attack from a lot of folks that don't like the way we're doing things and want to dictate and tell us how we do things and have no idea of what it's really like out there on the farm and ranch. The animal rights extremists, they're really ramping up their game, especially here in North Dakota. HSUS is the leader there that we have to be very efficient at a messaging to counteract that. You got the anti-technology people that don't want us using GMOs, and they don't really know why they don't want us using them. When science has proven that we're producing way more food with way less inputs than we were 50 years ago, and that's all due to technological advances in farming. And so being that messenger is the most important thing that NDFB can do. And it's a privilege for me as president of the organization to be able to be that spokesman, develop those relationships with guys like you, Scott, and other media. This is just I tried to put some numbers together looking back because I got to give, obviously, my opening address at the annual meeting coming up this weekend. And I've been president 2 years. And I'm just short of 600 interviews or messages put out, be it radio, be it TV, be it print media, be it my weekly dialogue podcast, whatever it is, just short of 600. That's about one interview or message for every working day in a year. And that's been my priority, is that messaging.
And I would add, there's a lot of people that want to get their message out, and they come to folks like Todd and I and, other media entities and say, hey, I want to get my message out. And we've been doing this long enough where we know when someone has something to contribute that the message is worthwhile and it's well said and a good dialogue starts from it, and those that just want to sort of use a place to push propaganda. You interact with the audience in a great way. I mean, we get good feedback when you're on, and I know you do as well about being on, so it's been certainly a good partnership, and we appreciate that. If you have questions or comments, by the way, for Daryl, they're certainly welcome here. Local number 258-0550, 800-228-0550. John in Bismarck, go ahead.
I called last week about that NFL protest, and I guess what was clarified to me from you is that the NFL had a much broader stage than our elementary or school system for the fact that the Pledge of Allegiance was kicked out of our schools. We didn't have to do that anymore. And I guess I got listening to our conversation later on in the night when it was replayed. And when you asked me if it made sense about the national outcry of this because of its dignitary and bigger stage that the NFL is on and why we're seeing so much more national outcry about it. I guess that didn't really make sense to me, and I don't know if I made sense, but my point was that we got raised in generations that it was okay to take the Pledge of Allegiance out of our schools for the children not to stand and salute their flag and have their appreciation for it. We're also a generation of everybody's a winner and no child left behind program from President Bush back at the time. I'm saying that all those things put together has raised what you're seeing out on that football field now. And it goes much deeper than those players. It goes in a society that was raised to believe they're right. They're entitled to something. And
fantastic.
I think that's a huge project.
Fantastic point, John. And very well said. No doubt about it. And I think we're both saying the same thing in our own way. I was just saying one school does not equate the NFL. But you're right. That's just a symptom of a much bigger problem. And that is definitely why we are where we are. No doubt about it. Well said. Appreciate it. Glad you called back. Thanks. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We're back on What's On Your Mind. 119th annual North Dakota Implement Dealers Association is where we're broadcasting from. Their annual gathering is happening in Bismarck at the Ramkota today and tomorrow. And more on that coming up. More with Daryl Lease of North Dakota Farm Bureau, talking ag. One of our fine sponsors on the program, our friends at DakTech Diesel. And CJ's on the phone to tell us about a brand new product that could give you better gas mileage. Folks?
Yeah, Well, good morning, Scott. So,
how are you?
Oh, great. I was going to jump into it right
again. Well, that's all right. You sound like you're chomping at the bit, ready to go. You're excited about this new product, so tell me more.
Yeah, it's called TrueSaver 25. It's mainly built for big trucks, you know, semi-trucks running down the road. It increases the fuel economy from 15 to 30%. That is a money-back guarantee on it, and it also comes with a one-year warranty. But what is so great about it is, you know, of course, your fuel economy. But another thing is, you know, these emission systems on these new trucks are so problematic. You know, whether it's under warranty or whether it's off of warranty, either way, it's costing you money. Because if it's not costing you money in parts and labor, it's costing you money in downtime. If the truck isn't running, you're not making money. And so this system here, it increases the life of the DPF system basically about 10 times. And there is no DPF fogging with it or anything like that. And, you know, the greatest thing about it is, you know, you're not taking the emissions equipment off the truck. So, and if you do that, what happens is you're breaking the law. You're breaking the law with the EPA. And, you know, granted, in North Dakota, the chances of you getting caught, yeah, aren't that great. But if you get down to Colorado and you get caught, they will fine you there. If you get caught out in California, they'll shut you down. So
you get the better gas mileage and you stay legal. That's the key. Call CJ today at 701-258-5011 and start getting a better bang for the buck on every gallon of diesel. I love it. It's Dak Diesel of Bismarck. Thank you, CJ. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, sounds good. Have a good day, Scott.
You bet. Take care. Texter says, just had parent-teacher conferences with my five-year-old daughter and the kindergarten teacher. Had to thank her for teaching my daughter the Pledge of Allegiance. There are still some teachers out there that feel it's an important thing to know. There is. And that is important. Appreciate that text. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome at 258-0550-701-258-0550. Back with more with Daryl Lease of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Questions, comments, welcome for Daryl. So telling your story is very important in this world. Because if you don't, somebody else is, and it's not going to be good. And Daryl, agriculture's up against probably at more this time in history, more opponents to providing food for the world than at any other time, right? So there's lots of people wanting to tell your story. If you don't tell yourself, folks are going to fill in that blank, aren't they?
Well, if we're not telling our story, someone else is telling it for us, and it's in a way that doesn't put the facts out there about how agriculture has adapted and what has allowed us to adapt to feed an ever-growing world and increase that, you know, production and growth of food that is demanded. As world population grows, the demand for more food, and we're losing farmable acres every day in this world. And so we've got to produce and grow more food on fewer acres than what we have acres coming available. And so we need to control the message. That's extremely important that we control the message from agriculture. And it's hard because, you know, it's not a mass amount of people out there, but it's an extremely engaged and very vocal few that just put out item after item after item after item. And to stay ahead of that is a full-time requirement.
It absolutely is. No doubt about it. It takes diligence. It takes tenacity. It takes nimbleness. And really, I mean, how much of your week are you spending getting the message out?
You know, it's a big part of the of every week. You know, I try and take care of the full time commitment of raising the livestock at home. Anyone that raises livestock knows that the care for those animals is a 365 days a year, 24 hour a day priority. Luckily, I've got an adult daughter that steps in and takes care of those priorities on days when I'm gone, and I've got a freshman age daughter in high school that they can do anything around the farm that I pretty much can. So it allows me to spend, you know, anywhere from, you know, probably 10 to 15 days a month doing messaging and just working on messaging and how we're going to approach as things get thrown at us and as opposing messages get put out. how we're going to address them, and working on getting better at being proactive instead of so reactive.
Doug in Jamestown, question for Daryl Lease. Go ahead, Doug, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Why didn't what's-his-name tell you that the Farm Bureau is the Republicans? Republican Farm Organization, Farmers Union is Democrat.
I don't think there's anybody in North Dakota that doesn't know that.
Well, you asked him, what is, Scott, you asked him, what is the Farm Bureau? Well, he didn't say anything about, he didn't say anything about.
Yeah, I guess what I'm getting at is the Farm Bureau is generally conservative. The Farmers Union is generally liberal, but Daryl, to your point, does your, who you align with most politically define the Farm Bureau? Doug's upset that you didn't say Republicans when I asked you who the Farm Bureau is.
Well, and actually we're nonpartisan. Now, our values are very conservative, but we do not have a quote unquote party affiliation. In fact, we'll have delegates this weekend at our convention voting on our policy that are registered Democrats. And in fact, you know, the guy that ran for governor last time around on the Democrat ticket, Marvin Nelson, is a longtime member of the Farm Bureau. We're not partisan. We are very heavy conservative leaning because we believe in outright freedom, opportunity, and self-reliance. And those are very basic conservative principles. But so in general, it probably leads us to supporting more Republicans than Democrats. So we've supported Democrats over the years that are actually middle of the road conservative Democrats, those quote unquote, you know, the old blue dogs that are few and far between nowadays. But we're not partisan. We are a value based, a principle based organization that advocates for agriculture. And yes, we tend to lean more conservative than any other ag organization in the state.
Does that make sense, Doug?
Well, have you read the book that was published by the Farmers Union called One Time Harvest, Reflection on Coal and Our Future by Mike Jacobs?
I have not read that book, no.
I haven't either, but I know all I need to know by the author. You know, I mean, it's a left-leaning, right on the Farmers Union, playbook, I guess. But, Doug, I appreciate your call very much. Daryl, quickly, anything else you want to tell us about what's coming up this weekend?
Hey, we're going to have some past leaders and past staff there to share some stories of the history that they're involved in. It's going to be a great event, a 75th annual meeting in Fargo. And listen for the interviews and that coming out of the annual meeting.
All right, sounds great. Thanks a bunch, Daryl Lease, President of North Dakota Farm Bureau, talking ag today with us on What's on Your Mind. More of your calls when we come back at 800-228-0550.
Strata Corporation is proud to announce the Strata Salute to Service, and we need your help. In an effort to honor veterans, members of law enforcement, and active duty military who make our states great, we need you to submit names of veterans, law enforcement officials, and military members worthy of special recognition. To submit your suggestions, please email ScottH@FlagFamily.com, ScottH@FlagFamily.com, or call 855-200-1776, extension 3.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
What's on your mind? Why are there not more citizens honoring veterans at Veterans Day events than there are veterans at Veterans Day events? I love that veterans are there. It's fantastic. And they generally bring a family member, which is kind of cool. Saw a lot of fellas with their hats on, their jackets on. You know, it was really neat. In fact, I met a 94-year-old World War II veteran who was celebrating his birthday on Veterans Day. Now, how cool is that, first of all? I kid you not, his birthday is Veterans Day, 94 years old. And he was at the veterans event wearing, you ready for this? His Navy uniform. His Navy-issued uniform. The whole thing. Incredible. Delvin Owen, who's from Bismarck, 94 years old. I think he lived in Mandan for a time, but said he hails from Bismarck. He was at the Fargo event with his grandson. I had a nice chat with him. He was chatting with Governor Burgum and Senator Hoven. And I visited with him for a while, and I said, I got to have a picture. Oh, sure. So his grandson takes a picture. Then his grandson said, you know what? I don't have a picture of him in his uniform with him. Will you take one of me? So it was kind of a neat deal. But there is, and that picture's up on our Facebook page. You got to see it because he's in his Navy uniform. Somebody said on one of the Facebook comments, Todd, they said his uniform is amazing. That's really cool. But who dresses you? That's what they said to me. I don't think that was a compliment. I don't. I don't know.
Nice.
But, yeah, I actually, to answer the question honestly, that outfit that I was wearing, which is just khakis and a plaid shirt and a vest, was picked up by my daughter. So, usually if I dress myself, there can be trouble. But in this case, it was approved by someone much more hip than I. But anyway, it just struck me. It was a great meeting Delvin Owen. I loved being at the event. The Red River Valley Concert Veterans Band was there. It was great. But there were more veterans than citizens, honoring veterans. And I'm curious if that's what you found where you were as well. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. We love our callers. Back to your calls in just a moment after I celebrate our Delta constructors. One call does it all call of the day. The folks that provide turnkey well site solutions for oil companies. Call Eric today at 406-250-8151. 406-250-8151 or online at deltaconstructors.net. Here's a call from Friday. Listen.
My grandfather was a veteran of the Civil War. He was born in 1844. My dad was born in 1889. Grandpa was camped outside of Washington, D.C., his platoon or whatever, and they had already gone to bed for the night and awakened. They thought it was maybe an attack or something, and they were ordered to stand in line. And when they were in line, President Lincoln had come to their camp, and he went through the lines and shook hands with every soldier there. I thought that was so great that my grandfather shook hands with President Lincoln.
Well, I think it was great, too. That's an incredible story. That was the call of the day from our Veterans Day edition of the show over at Village Inn. And thanks to the folks at Village Inn who fed a whole lot of vets for free. VIB breakfast at Village Inn's over the weekend. That was great, too. So many wonderful things we do for our vets. And they deserve every bit of them. But most especially, I believe, they deserve our time and attention and respect. And hopefully more of us will attend some of these events. For sure. What else was I going to tell you? Oh, somebody's texted here. Scott, could you mention the Watford City Hotel promotion? I need the promo code. You're talking about that great deal where you get 10% off the already low deals at some of the fine properties in Watford City. And the promo code is Best of the West. Best of the West. That's right. Roosevelt Inn and Suites. There's Teddy's Presidential Suites. There is, oh my gosh, Little Missouri Inn and Suites. There's a great facility. I won't start naming them all. I encourage you to take a trip to Watford City, take advantage of that deal. In addition to getting 10% off the already low price with the Best of the West promo code when you call them, you also get the coupon book for all kinds of great savings, including free admission to the water park in Watford City. So that is that's great news. Dave in Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, so I was calling to tell you, I'm living in Williston now, but like most of the folks out here, I'm from somewhere else. I'm from Southern California, and when I was growing up, I was in a program called the NJROTC, and we would go to different events throughout the area and present the colors or whatever for whatever the event might be, and I remember specifically when I was doing Veterans Day events, we would present the colors at a place like a cemetery that was marked out or a VFW post or something like that. And I remember being around a lot of politicians and around a lot of military members. And in certain areas, you'd run into a lot of folks from the community, but you wouldn't run into as many folks as you'd expect to see on Veterans Day. And that always seemed to stick out of my mind, which was kind of something that always caught my attention, like you were mentioning that you didn't see as many civilians remembering Veterans Day, which kind of stuck out to me. But I do remember one gentleman who was in his late 90s who wasn't able to serve because he had medical issues, but he would show up to Veterans Day and Memorial Day, and he would be decked out head to toe in a American flag outfit, and he would dance and sing along with all the different patriotic songs that'd be played by the big bands, and it was such a kick to see him, you know, getting involved and thanking everybody from his era because he wasn't able to serve.
This is a guy who's 90 doing that.
That was a guy that was 90 years old that was doing that, and it was something that definitely stuck out with me, and it makes me and my classmates at the time, some who have served and some who have done other things in their life, we all still get together or talk about it, and every once in a while we'll meet up at some sort of an event or whatever to show our community that we still care, and we try to participate as much as we can.
Yeah, it's so great. So great. I'm glad that it happened. You know, even Memorial Day, you know, you go to different services, sort of the same folks there, and God bless them that come and do that. But, you know, I always wonder, where are the kids? You know, where's the kids? Ashby, Minnesota does a really neat thing where the kids get involved in a big way, and there's as many kids as there are adults. I mean, there's just not many schools that do that. I mean, like Veterans Day, a lot of schools had off. Well, you know, I was at Village Inn on Friday. I saw lots of kids eating. Right, so the students say, you know, their Veterans Day is going on for breakfast. Now, I'm not some kind of, you know, cranky old man here who doesn't think kids should be able to go out and have breakfast at this high school, but why aren't they at the Veterans events? It's Veterans Day, right? That's why you're off.
Yeah, you know, and I think I at the time I was a little bit more grumpy about it. I guarantee being a teenager, but at the time, you know, it was weird for me because, you know, in the ROTC program, you know, you get up in a quasi-military uniform, you learn etiquette, you learn respect, you learn, you know, all the things that, you know, you'd expect a young person to learn from their parents or from, you know, their elders. And, you know, I thank God every day that my parents had me do that, you know, that or Boy Scouts or some sort of auxiliary program like that, that teaches you the importance of why you take the time to thank these people. And now my wife will smile a little bit about this, but now I take my young son every time I see somebody wearing, you know, a hat that designates him as a veteran or something. I take my young son with me and we go and thank that individual no matter where we are. We take time out of our day to thank them because, you know, we're here enjoying our freedoms in the buck and making the money and having our homes and our freedom because these individuals took the time to serve our country, took the time from their families, took the time from their friends, their lives, and put it on pause for us.
Exactly. And all we're saying is what was more important on Saturday? What was more important on Veterans Day, on Saturday, than that? Oh, I went to the football game. Oh, I had to go to the... Was it more important than the people that defended you? You know, you can't thank them enough. And, you know, look, not everybody can get to everything. I get that. But I just think when there's more veterans than there are citizens thanking veterans at these events, we got things a little lopsided. But great story. Sorry, something else you want to say?
Yeah, if I may, I wanted to issue a small little challenge to the listeners of the station. I want to challenge them that next time they see a veteran walk by, just take a quick second and shake their hand and say, thank you for my freedom. You don't have to engage in a major conversation, but just take a quick second and say thank you. Doesn't have to be Veterans Day. Doesn't have to be any particular day of the year. But if you see them wearing a hat that designates them as a former service member, just take the time to say thank you.
Boy, what a great suggestion. And you know, and don't even necessarily have to look for a uniform. A lot of time the vets will wear hats, you know, the Korean or the Vietnam or the WW2 hats. You just look for those hats, too. And that's
a good
indication there's a vet. So love it, love it, love it. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate it. And thanks for what you do for standing up for our veterans. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you. Have a great day, sir.
You bet. 800-228-0550. I asked Senator Hoeven at that event on Friday about those that are serving now and the threats we face and a perception, at least that I have, that the threats are increasing in number and we are going to have a lot of work to do. Here's what he said about that.
We're addressing them. We're taking them head on. You know, the administration is making it clear we will stand with our friends, with our allies, and we will stand up to our adversaries. And that's what we have to do. Remember, President Reagan always said, peace through strength. And that's what we're working to do. We want diplomacy, but it has to be peace through strength. And so it is. It's a dangerous world, but thank God that, you know, we have these men and women in the military that... you know, every day put it on the line for us.
I also asked him about some of the criticism you had of the tax bill, that it was significantly different than the House version and also that it was getting too complicated, extra levels and maybe losing sight of what was important. Here's what he said.
You know, I think it is a good product. I think that it's going to get to be a better product as it goes through the process, go through committee. And then remember, you bring the Senate and the House product together. And hopefully by the end here, over these next several weeks, that we get to the best product we can. So the House is going to take theirs through the week before Thanksgiving. We'll take ours through the week after. Then you go into conference. We hope to have it done before year end. But the idea is to hone the best product between now and then. And the other thing is, as far as the multiple brackets, look, what you do is you calculate your income, then you take it times one of those numbers in the bracket. So it really doesn't add much complexity. The key is this. Is your tax burden lower? At the end of the day, that's what we want, simplification, but we want to make sure people have their tax burden reduced. That's what we're shooting for.
Senator John Hoeven on the tax bill. We're watching this very close, and I am doing a little research I need your help with. Does anyone ever remember Senator Heidi Heitkamp complaining about too much spending or $1.5 trillion being added to the deficit every year of the Obama administration? I need your help for this research project. More coming up.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Training Director Don Mosman discussing how the new safety campus will change traditional safety training.
The National Safety Council, of which we are a chapter, has done a lot of research in the last several years, and what the research is pointing to is a concept called blended learning, where we take the traditional training topics where you're in a classroom and we transition into a hands-on environment where instead of just talking about it, you actually do it. And we're going to be looking for opportunities with many of the trainings that we offer, like electrical courses and OSHA courses, to be able to get the students out of the classroom and get them actually practicing safety techniques.
Learn more about the NDSC's new hands-on training by calling 701-223-6372.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. So I was saying before the break, I'm doing a little research project because not all this stuff's written down. You may have heard something at some event somewhere. And what I'm trying to find is comments of Senator Heidi Heitkamp while Barack Obama was president. Okay. Which would have been the first part of her tenure. She came in 2 years after he was in. But she ran a campaign, and she's been senator, where she has expressed concern about too much spending or adding dollars to the debt. Because I heard Kevin Brady, the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee this weekend, say that $1.5 trillion was added every year. $1.5 trillion added every year to the deficit of the Obama administration. And so we should be able to find lots of comments from her saying this is a bad idea. I assume because she's saying now that adding $1.5 trillion under a static score, meaning you're just going to assume the economy will not grow from this change, is a bad idea. When it's intended to do what? Jumpstart the economy, getting more jobs, getting more wages up there, all of those things. That's what this whole package is for. Now, the $1.5 trillion a year under Obama, what'd that do? That was raise the debt. I mean, it was just more spending. It was more D.C. So I started a little thread on the Facebook page if you want to check that out and participate on that there. Love to have you do that because we're going to try and track down these comments. We're brought to you today by MBI Energy Services, and they are hiring right now in every service area throughout the Bakken. So if you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, there's a gold standard in MBI. They really are. Look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1989. Comprehensive training. I've seen their training facilities. You can't believe it. They design them all themselves. This is industry standard. It's really amazing. Excellent pay, great benefits, variety of work schedules. So join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today, MBIEnergyServices.com, or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS. We're going to chat with another of our friends from the North Dakota Implement Dealers Association. We're broadcasting live for their 119th event coming up in just a moment. But first, Linda in Garrison. What's on your mind, Linda?
Hi. I'm just calling with another idea on how we can honor our veterans. I am out and about in the stores and out in the community, and sometimes I notice a veteran either by the hat they're wearing or by some other indicator, a jacket or something. And I really enjoy visiting with those folks, and I ask them what they did in the war, and I take the time to listen to them. And sometimes I'll ask whether they were married during the time they were gone, and if so, I thank their wives for keeping the home fires burning and taking care of things, and the wives seem to appreciate being thanked as well. And I also remember that sometimes they don't just want to be thanked for their service, but they'd like to tell some story of some kind, especially if they're the older gentlemen and sometimes the ladies. I see that by their fatigues that they're wearing in Walmart or wherever they are, they've got a story to tell as well for their time in the service. So I try to listen and give them my time, not just a quick thank you for your service, if they seem to have a moment to share.
Getting Scott apparently hooked back up here. We knew Scott was kind of on his last legs on his... unit there.
Can you hear me now, though?
Got you now.
Oh, that was a great story. I heard the whole story, but I had to reconnect in a different connection. So thanks so much for that call, and keep those ideas coming. I mean, we can keep doing this. We don't have to, just settle for what is, but we can keep rolling, no doubt about that. Jason Ruggles is here from Plains Ag, and that is, of course, the several Case IH dealers all across North Dakota and Montana. Jason, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
You are a director with the North Dakota Implementers Association. This is our last chance to talk about the events today. How's things going so far?
We got a great speaker out there right now, and just glad to be part of it. So many great implement dealers here trying to learn to do better business better for the customers and for themselves.
How's business right now?
Business has been very good. October was a great month for our company, and we really expect to see November and December be strong as well. So.
Everybody's kind of singing the same tune. Do you think we've maybe turned a corner here a little bit?
I think we have strong possibilities. We're going to overcome the drought here in western North Dakota, and we have such tenacious farmers and good businessmen that they'll continue to do business as they need to. So looking forward to that.
Which store do you base out of, Jason?
Actually, I'm from Bowman, North Dakota. Yep. So office out of my home, but work with all 10 of our locations.
And, one of the things I hear a lot about is how well these dealerships integrate with their community. What are you most proud of what's happening in the communities that you serve?
Well, I think we make a valiant effort to be part of every organizations, whether it be FFA or you know, donate to fire departments or 4-H or all of those things. And, you know, just from a pride standpoint in being part of agriculture my whole life, what farmers are doing today and what they're able to grow with the limited rainfall we have and how we've developed the soils and the abilities of our land to grow has been really, really good and rewarding to see this year.
And, of course, a lot of that comes with great technology and investment technology, which a North Dakota-made product, Case IH, does day in and day out. Thanks so much, Jason. Good to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you.
The 119th annual Implement Dealers Association gathering today and tomorrow in Bismarck. That's a wrap today, folks. We'll see you tomorrow. Brian Kilmeade among our guests tomorrow. And the producers of the new movie, Let There Be Light, Susan Thurbo, will join us tomorrow on the program. Plus your calls to tell us what's on your mind. God bless you. Bye-bye.
I'm at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, to collect a few ideas on how to make every day better for you. And, of course, the spas do that, and the pools do that, and that great patio furniture and all the fun you can have outside does that. But the sauna is probably the healthiest thing you sell. And there's new studies that suggest we have to think long and hard about being in a sauna all year. Why?
20-year study by the University of Finland, and they tested men, and men who sat in a sauna minimum of 4 times a week have reduced their chance of Alzheimer's or dementia by 66%. And it's the number 5 killer of men in the United States. 66% better chance of not getting that dementia or Alzheimer's by sitting in a sauna.
And many other health benefits you talked about as well, right?
That's right. I mean, there's wellness, there's detoxification, you sleep better, you truly relax, you get rid of the bad out of the body, the metals. A lot of great reasons.
Take it from Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot 2, online at hotspringnd.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.